are you doing today? NC9B. Leon here.
Leon? Well, we're doing okay, except for this heat. I need to mow grass, but I just can't take this much darn heat out there and humidity. We're just going down to Publix and Taylor and get some old dead chicken wings.
Well, that thing's moving around when you chop it on them. Heard you talking earlier about the kidneys. And I had the same problem. I had a lot of lower back pain, and I was taking a lot of Aleve and that kind of stuff. And the kidney function was down. So I cut all that out, and everything's looking good now. So hopefully you'll be right along there.
I appreciate that. Never had a problem before. The last two times, kidney function went down some, and I just found it in blood tests. But I have been taking a little bit of ibuprofen, and I used to take about three of a morning because I have a lot of lower back pain. And she says no more of ibuprofen or Aleve, and the NSAIDs are bad for that. So drink a lot of water. And so I'm going to try to drink more water and maybe get them flushed out. But I appreciate the encouragement.
I've also been accused of having a fatty liver, too, but I'm not exactly sure what to do with that. I guess I'll lean stuff out. But ever since I've retired, I've kind of been trying to eat a little bit better and doing a little bit what I'm supposed to be doing instead of not what I just got to hurry up and do, you know. And get caught up in daily life like that, and you end up just eating bad.
Yeah, I've been very blessed, Leon. My wife here beside me, Bernice, is a wonderful chef. But I won't say she don't make a few too many sweets. That's true. But yeah, I had liver problems many years ago, and went through chemotherapy for it, matter of fact. And that ain't no fun at all. But it's been zero viral level now for, about 24 years, so I got lucky. The medicine they gave me was bad, that interferon stuff, and it made you sicker than a dog, but it worked, and at that time it was just a 35% cure rate, but now they got a pill for that.
A pill's rare, really, nowadays. It kind of makes you wonder. And you see this stuff on the internet about, well, you know, they want to keep you in business because if they cured it, they wouldn't make any money. So, I don't know.
So, pills and bills when you get older, that's for sure. But, I've been fortunate. Four different times, it was pretty near death. So, thank the good Lord I'm still here. And even when I was 19 and in the Navy in the flight crew, I went home on leave, my left lung collapsed. They figured out I had a form of emphysema, and the doctor told me, he said, don't marry that guy, he's not going to live that long. But I'm 76, and he ain't, so I guess I'm thankful for him for sure, for fixing up my lung, but... I'd rather be on this side of the dirt.
You prove them wrong. There ain't nothing wrong with that at all. That's good. Hopefully you get a few bunch more in there. Get a few, couple more decades in there. Keep on going. That's the only reason I retired at 62. So, you know, they talk about, well, you know, how I go live, and you go get back what you got in Social Security, that kind of stuff. For me to make back my Social Security, what I took at 62 to 66 in 10 months, that's about our full retirement age. I said, I'd have to live to be like 90 something. So, enjoy it while you can, and you're proving them wrong, and keep doing it.
How old are you, Leon?
Oh, I'm only 65. I got the invitation to go to Medicare this month. So that's my last month, should I say. July was my first month of Medicare.
You earned it the hard way like me. I worked all my life, and I was working at a hospital my last year and took a bad fall on the black ice. And I was an electronic technician there, and went out to help out with the maintenance crew. And that didn't work out so well. I won't even go into the details, but it was a bad fall. And the kids said, "Dad, you're going to retire." And so I did, and you know what? I don't regret it 1 minute.
I've been out, this is 3 years. Actually, August 1st, this is exactly 3 years I've been out. And it's just to the point now where I'm feeling great. I was on blood pressure medicine. Of course, I've always been kind of borderline hypertensive, I guess, my entire life. Probably because of my occupation, but anyway, that's another story itself. But as soon as I retired, I took myself off my medication. I donate blood every chance I can, and my blood pressure is right where it needs to be. No medication needed.
Yeah, I take a small amount of blood pressure medicine, but I got congestive heart failure from some of that bug spray over in Vietnam. I think it might be just as much from that chemotherapy as anything, but that was called Agent Orange. But at any rate, nonetheless, feel very lucky to be here, and hope to carry on a few more years, and feel pretty good, actually. Did they give you any medication besides getting off of that ibuprofen for your kidneys, Leon?
Other than giving me the advice of staying away from the diuretics and stuff and drinking plenty of fluids. And I'm always drinking and driving. I got sweet tea. Don't tell anybody, but yeah. I'm always drinking and driving all the time. I got to have something in my hands to drink. This is the habit I picked up from working. Something like being at work and not be able to get something to drink and be thirsty as can be. So, end up getting dehydrated that way, and I don't like doing that. So, no, but I got no medication from the doctor for that.
He's going to watch it and check it again in 3 months. I got one of the Medicare annual exams. And then if it don't go, I got to go to some kind of a renal doctor or something. But I'm going to do like you, take your advice, and I'm going to drink lots of water. I've told the wife I drink lots of water, but I really don't. I just drink a lot of a morning and a lot of an evening when I take my medication for my heart. And I might have a cup of coffee in between, but I'll start flushing them out with that. And I don't drink liquor, never have, except a few times when I was in the service, but 40 years or so, because the wife said if I ever come home drunk, that I wouldn't be allowed in the house. So that's kind of, happy wife, happy life incentive.
Yeah. Been married to the same woman for, 44, 45, long, painstaking, agonizing time. We had a great time. And we spent a lot of time together. We enjoy each other's company, and that's the way to be. So, and it's great that you can share, your life like that. I had a neighbor, you talk about sweets, his wife had to put the sweets in a chest and lock it up because he was that out of control with his sweets, he couldn't regulate himself.
Bernice likes to bake, and I get everything from homemade bread to all kinds of treats. And, but I don't eat much of them, do I, Mom?
No.
Not really.
Say hi, Leon.
Hi, Bernice. Nice to meet you. Hopefully we'll lay eyes on you one day in person.
That'd be nice, Leon. I live up between Lake Cunningham and Lake Robinson, and you're welcome anytime. I had a nice visitor from up, works at Furman the other day, and I want to say his name was Ken, Bernice said, but I thought it was Jim. But he didn't correct me when I said Jim. What a nice guy. He come by and just looked over my HF station and that, and he's really interested in my Generac generator. So I went out and fired it up for him, and really a great gentleman. But you're welcome anytime. Just drop by. If we're not upstairs, we're in the basement, and there's a big old green button there you can push that I made, and it's a klaxon off of a telephone system so that I can hear it upstairs or downstairs, either one, and we're there, and you're welcome anytime. And you can drive down to the basement or drive to the carport. And we might just as well be out back feeding the chickens or something. Leon, nice to talk to you. Jump in there anytime and let me know about where you're located and your call sign again. And I'll say 73s. We're getting ready to pull into Publix and go get that chicken. This is Andrew OTR.
I picked up my boat from my son's house. So I'm towing the boat home, so I hope we get the grandkids out before school starts. Since you mentioned Lake Robinson and the other one. But, you know, Hendersonville is where we're from, and I've talked to you before, and I guess this lays very good. Yep. Let me pay attention to my driving here, Tom. Good chat with you. I'll talk at you later. NC9V.
Getting kind of scratchy, but the place is all mine. 73, you have a good day, Miss Cinder.
73, NC9B, clear.